Okay, I'd like to call a meeting to order. And I would like to thank everybody for joining us. We did receive the bill that we're going to be hearing today with referrals yesterday. So we've been asked to move it forward for floor action. And so that's why we announced, even though initially we thought we would just be listening to the update on the budget today in lieu of a meeting, we were asked to add the bill. So thank you for joining us. We do have a quorum present. Representative Olson, would you care to move the minutes?
Mr. Chair, I move the adoption of the minutes from May 4th.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, if everybody's unmuted, we'll take a voice vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. We now have House File 4582 by Representative Halverson, which deals with the Minnesota Family Program. So Representative Olson, would you put the bill before us?
Mr. Chair, I move House File 4582, the first engrossment, be recommended to be placed on the general register.
Okay, the motion is before us. Representative Halverson, if welcome to the committee, and if you could explain the bill with a focus on the fiscal impact.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. This bill is intended to provide an additional one-time payment to MFIP families in the amount of $500. There are approximately 27,000 families on MFIP in the state, and that includes about 55,000 children. Many of these families experience job loss just from the hospitality industry in particular, just prior to the COVID outbreak as business started to decline. And so by providing this additional resource to families, we are providing money that's going to go right to Main Street, to rent, to the grocery store, to basic family needs, and keep families housed and secure during this crisis. The funding would come out of the TANF funds, the federal TANF funds. We have a current substantial balance in our TANF fund, and by providing this one-time $500 increase, we would be able to maintain a balance in the TANF fund of just over $15 million. So the dollars would not be for the families would not be coming directly from the general fund. There is an appropriation that exists in the bill for the Department of Health Department of Human Services to administer the program, administer this addition, we have some federal matching funds that are coming in on that as well. And the Department of Human Services is available to answer questions.
Okay, any discussion? Any questions? Well, seeing none, Representative Olson, would you care to renew your motion?
Mr. Chair, I renew my motion that House File 4582, the first engrossment, be placed on the general register.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any further discussion? Seeing none, being that this will be passage, we'll need to take a roll call. The clerk.
Representative Carlson?
Aye.
Representative Olson?
Aye.
Representative Garofalo?
My apologies, I just joined the meeting, so I have no idea what we're voting on, so I'll pass.
Representative Albright?
No.
Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Representative Davids?
No.
Representative Dabney?
Aye.
Representative Drazkowski. Representative Drazkowski. Representative Eklund.
Aye.
Representative Hamilton.
No.
Representative Hansen.
Hansen, aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hausman.
Aye.
Hausman, aye. Representative Hertas.
We're broke, no.
Hertas, no. Representative Hornstein.
Hornstein, aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Kreisha. Representative Liebling.
This fund is not broke. Aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly.
Aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Long.
Aye.
Long, aye. Representative Mariani.
Mariani, aye.
Mariani, aye. Representative Marquardt.
Aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Nelson.
Nelson, aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Knorr. Representative Knorr. Representative Pawlowski.
Pawlowski, aye.
Pawlowski, aye. Representative Poppy.
Aye.
Poppy, aye. Representative Schumacher.
Schumacher, no.
Schumacher, no. Representative Scott.
I, too, just joined, so I'm going to pass because I don't know what we're voting on.
Representative Torkelson.
Torkelson, no.
Torkelson, no. Representative Vogel.
Vogel, no.
Vogel, no. Representative Wagenius.
Yes.
Wagenius, aye.
No, aye.
Knorr votes aye.
Ruffalo votes no.
Ruffalo, no. Representative Drazkowski?
No.
Drazkowski, no.
Has everyone voted that wishes to vote?
That's 18 ayes, 9 nays.
Okay, the motion carried. The bill passes. Will be referred to general orders. By the way, then, quick couple of announcements as reminders. Tomorrow, we will be meeting at 9:45, and MNB will be doing a presentation on the CARES Act funding. Remember, that was a discussion we had at our previous meeting about the opportunity to hear more about the federal funding. That was a request from, I think, one or two of our members. And we will also have some discussion or report by Mr. Sullivan on allotment, and then an opportunity for questions as a result of the update on the forecast numbers that came out at noon today. So if you have any questions, that will be on the agenda as well. And Mr. Franz will be present to discuss both the federal funding as well as some of his staff and the new forecast update. So with that, members, we'll be back tomorrow morning. Meeting adjourned. Oh, excuse me. Yes.
I just want to make an announcement for Republican members. So I don't know if you want to stop the audio first.
No, that's fine. Here, so.
For Republican members, at 1 o'clock, we're going to be having a Teams meeting just to review some budget stuff. Mr. Kennedy, I need you to set up a Teams meeting for 1 o'clock for the Republicans on the committee. People can just stay by their computers and wait for that invite. Thank you.
So Mr. Kennedy has 5 minutes to get it ready?
Absolutely. Less than that. Okay.
Any other discussion before we adjourn? Okay, seeing none, meeting adjourned.